Artist Hero Anna Pavlova by Linda from San Diego. Quote, talent is cheaper than table salt. What separates the talented individual from the successful one is a lot of hard work. That's from Stephen King. Stephen King's quote describes Anna Pavlova's ballet career. Anna Pavlova was born on January 31st, 1881, in St. Petersburg, Russia. Pavlova dreamed of becoming a ballerina after her mother took her to see Sleeping Beauty at the Mariinsky Theater at the age of 8. The performance amazed the young child, and from that moment on, she only hoped to be as beautiful as Princess Aurora one day. Pavlova's training at St. Petersburg's Imperial Ballet School, now known as Vagnova Ballet Academy, began at the age of 10. After graduating in the year 1902, Pavlova's career took off after she joined the Mariinsky Theater. By 1906, Anna received the title as Prima Ballerina. She traveled to a variety of different places and appeared in over 4,000 performances. At first, Pavlova's slender frame did not receive any positive comments from Pavlova's audience or mentors. However, Pavlova turned her body into a work of art by embracing her God-given talents and developing a form of ballet that suited her image. Pavlova described her experience with Mikhail Fokine and her piece, The Dying Swan, as a huge impact on my terrific career. In 1905, he choreographed a dance just for me. It's called The Dying Swan. The swan character has such a strong resemblance toward me. We're both so frail and agile. I absolutely love performing that dance. I just feel such a strong connection to it. Anna Pavlova's hard work made ballet famous around the world, and she proved that having imperfections will never stop someone from succeeding to reach their dreams. Pavlova took part in globe-covering tours to share her talent and love for ballet. Pavlova traveled thousands of miles so she could share the art of ballet with the world. Quote, in 1913, she toured America, and for the next 15 years, countless other countries, a total of 300,000 miles and 4,000 performances. Appearing in 4,000 performances, which were held overseas in 15 years, was a challenge back then, and it's still a challenge in our modern world. However, Anna's love for ballet gave her the strength to make those exhausting trips across the globe. Pavlova devoted her life to performing and sharing. During each performance, Pavlova pulled in the audience's attention and made them fall in love with each move she performed. Her performances filled people with a love for the dance. In this way, she helped bring ballet to heights of appreciation and admiration that it had never reached before. Her determination to spread the beauty of dance worldwide became a success when she captured the hearts of her audience. Anna introduced a new form of art that could be appreciated by the world and made ballet famous. Along with introducing ballet, Pavlova shared her astonishing technique. Quote, there was simply no critical vocabulary for what it was that Pavlova did. All agreed exquisitely on stage. Writers were reduced to calling Pavlova's faultless pirouettes twirls and the ballets themselves ocular operas. These flawless pirouettes are the result of Pavlova's hard work. She spent her whole life perfecting these movements and showed seriousness for ballet. The effort Pavlova put into entertaining the world resulted in millions of viewers being awestruck by the incredible performances she gave. Anna Pavlova used her imperfections and turned them into strengths. Pavlova took advantage of her physical form and portrayed ballet in a new way. Quote, Anna made the most of her slender frame and danced the way she was made to dance, moving gracefully, expressing emotion with her flexible body. Anna constantly received critiques and foul comments about her small body. These negative words impacted Anna in a positive way. She created a new style of ballet that worked for her physique. Pavlova's ability to disguise her flaws and perform in an incomparable way stunned her audience. Her weaknesses gave her the chance to show a different form of elegance. In order to transform in such a way, Pavlova altered her pointe shoes to fit the shape of her foot. Quote, so she could stay on her toes longer, Anna reinforced her pointe shoes with leather stitching. Her pointe shoes changed the way her feet moved, turned, and pointed. Changes made on Anna's shoes showed her determination to get rid of any reason for not being able to dance. Although negative comments were constantly thrown in Anna's direction, she worked diligently to make ballet fit her imperfections and image. Anna took the criticism about her physical appearance in a positive way and transformed her body to be beautiful in its own way. Pavlova's achievements inspire others to reach for their own goals. In an interview conducted by Ellen Ershov, Anna Pavlova said, quote, "From then on, all I thought of was dancing professionally. I knew that I could do it as long as I put in my best effort. And look at me today. That work must have really paid off." The dancer set her mind on her goal and did not let her imperfectness stop her from reaching the dreams she always hoped on fulfilling. Quote, "God gives talent. Work transforms talent into genius." God gave Pavlova two talents. One talent she received was her ability to evolve her flaws into perfection. The second talent was her ability to portray dance in an unusual way. Pavlova combined these two talents and shaped her path to genius. Any obstacle thrown in Anna's path was overcome. She never let the audience doubt her abilities and gave her best performance every time. Anna's perseverance to never let anything get in between her and dance is something that will always be admired. A person who is worthy of the title hero should have the strength to embrace their flaws and always give their best effort in hopes to achieve greatness one day.